Sister Martina was sharing that her first blessing from Bap Dada was, "You are unshakable and stable child, ever unshakable, ever." So how did you become unshakable and stable? Is it because Baba gave the blessings, or you had to do some efforts? Did you make any efforts? Yes, that's why I got the microphone. Please share your experience. The topic for the morning, I think everyone has heard, how to be unshakable and stable. It's a very interesting topic. Because every day, we are faced with some or the other new situation, new challenge. So Martina Van will share her experience, how she conquered all obstacles, all challenges.
I'm very surprised that Brother Nerva, because I was just coming the way with him, he just caught me. So actually, I don't know what to say. I can perhaps just tell you a little bit of my Brahman life. It's now more than 17 years that I'm in Gyan. And my whole family was very minded. And of course, we all know when there is opposition that we have to do a lot of extra efforts. But the very first time when I came to Madhuban and I met Bap Dada personally, I got this beautiful blessing of being unshakable and stable and being always happy. So I just reflected on my life from childhood, and that is actually really true. When I was a child, I was always happy and dancing, and I couldn't bear anyone being in sorrow. And becoming a nurse later on, I knew that I just wanted to remove the sorrow. So, yes, and then another yukti, just to please the parents, because of this auntie was going on. That was actually Brother Nerva, who 10 or 11 years back had some heart problem. And somehow he gave some touching.
12 years,
okay. Somehow Baba gave some touching. And then this idea came up to getting engaged in this program which was planned about Global Hospital. So when my parents got to know this, they somehow went a different way of thinking. So after some time, they liked this very much, and they became very, very, very cooperative. On this occasion, I really would like to say thank you. They are far away, and old age people beyond 90s, and they have become very cooperative in, especially in money. So it's not that they directly gave it to the Yakya, but they gave it to me. And, well, I was the channel and giving it to them. So, yes, and all these years I had faith in Baba, faith in the self, faith in Dharma. And also on the way coming, there was no fear at all. Om Shanti. Thank you.
What do we gain from Martina's experience? What made her unshakable? What made her stable? And what made her happy? Yesterday we were in a meeting, and Sister Meera was sharing her experience about the appreciative inquiry. You know, it's a process. So it's very interesting subject. Every Brahmin likes to be unshakable. And that is about faith. Faith in the self, faith in Baba's work, not merely Baba, because now we say Baba, before that we were addressing him as God. 99.999% people in the world have faith in God. How many atheists must be existing in the world? Not many. Hardly any. And even those who are atheists, they are temporarily atheists. We have seen that. But that was because they were guided on the path of bhakti from childhood. So the faith was there, but not knowing. It wasn't based on knowledge. So when we come to Raj Yoga meditation, the faith is based on knowledge, love or devotion, both. Not just devotion, because sometimes it's felt that when we are following the path of devotion or bhakti, the faith is blind faith. That's why the exact knowledge not being there, sometimes it becomes puzzling. Even when we have faith, we get shaken. Because from time to time in human life, changes keep taking place. Someone said, all else is changeable except the process of change. It's constant. But sometimes we are not prepared for the change. That too when we are affected directly, personally, physically, or in our relations, or we are affected economically, or we are affected health-wise. That's the time when our faith is tested. And if we have learnt the art of remaining unshakable, that is the sure sign of conquering even the time, even what Baba says, don't change as per the time. Change before time. So if we have learnt that on the basis of knowledge, on the basis of what Baba has revealed, if we have changed ourselves before time, then whatever changes take place will not affect us. Then we can remain unshakable. Sometimes we learn, well, time is the best healing factor. Sometimes we learn time is the best teacher. Time is eternal. Time is also in Hindi known as Kal. You heard the word Kal. Literally, people translate it as death. That's why they say as certain as death. Death is certain, but death of what? That which is eternal doesn't die. That which is not immortal dies. So death for the one who is born, that is certain. So the age factor comes, you know. if we remain conscious of our real true self, then we are least affected by the awareness of what is going to happen. But sometimes the influence of the rush of news from all around the world is such, we forget about our own eternity, we forget about our own link, eternal link with the Supreme Father, and we start worrying about what may happen, especially after 11th September, since when the World Trade Center towers have been shaken, it has shaken the whole world. It's not just the people in America, everywhere. But this is the time when Brahmins, they need to remain unshakable. They are the ones who are possessed with that wisdom that this is nothing new. Even in the path of bhakti, some of the scriptures reveal these things. People read those things. They say that nothing new is created. Whatever was there is again there and will be there. And yet, because of the consciousness being based on gross things, on material things, this vision does not remain all the time in consciousness. So when such happenings are there, Brahmins become more tuned to what Baba says, more accurately tuned, I should say. So when we are more accurately tuned, we become conscious that our roots are very deep. Roots in the sense, the sanskars, the eternal sanskars in the soul. We become aware of them. And our conscious mind works on that basis. Because of our eternal link with the All-Powerful One, the Supreme, All-Knowledgeful One, the Ocean of Knowledge, and at the same time, who is ever Ocean of Peace and Tranquility, more that is in our consciousness, the more the mind remains at peace. The stillness is always experienced. But there are some of us who keep on discussing about the present situation. And perhaps during wakeful stage we may not be affected, but during sleep we may get such dreams of bombs, of explosions. So at that time, get shaken. Do you ever get such dreams? Do you see yourself somewhere in the war? Or caught up somewhere in such situation, even in dream? No? Free? Completely. Then congratulations, you have achieved Jivan Mukti. Well, that war may not affect the war within each one of us. The war of Mahabharata. The war of the new awareness, godly sanskars, and the old ones. So they are all the time sometimes we are conquerors, we feel upright, happy, peaceful and tranquil. And sometimes when we don't make conscious efforts, we get overpowered by the negative sanskars. This is the time when Baba has mentioned, now actually the year is almost coming to a close. The year of transformation of sanskaras. I'm sure everyone must be happy with the victory you have won over the old sanskars. That they are completely conquered and you are no more disturbed. No? No? Because for us that Mahabharata war does not matter much actually. Though we are prepared for that and we know it's to happen. But before the final closing scenes of the external war, our determination to reach our final stage, to reach our karmatit stage, to reach our perfect stage, that is the challenge actually before us. That's the mirror before us. So when we see ourselves in that mirror, it becomes clear what more to do, what else to do, what is still left to be done. And especially when it's on a very subtle level. Because I have been watching myself. I'm sharing my experience. Baba has given a very high aim. That negativity should not enter your mind. Even at the thought level, not even thoughts, not even dreams, neither in vision, nor in words, nor in actions. We all renounce it in gross form. We all renounce it in speech. But the most disturbing part inside would be when a negative thought starts arising and we start falling that thought. It's like falling a shade. You reach nowhere. Waste time. And after you get exhausted, finally start speaking to Baba, well, I have wasted so much time. Due to these waste thoughts, they may not be 100% negative. This is the challenge I don't know what psychiatrists and psychologists would say. They may say this is all normal. But Baba has given us such an abnormal aim. Why? Because the aim is that when you enter golden age and when you enjoy golden age life, that's the time when naturally you will be living 100% positivity. And the sanskars for that have to be inculcated at this time. Whatever is naturally lived in golden age has to be inculcated now. This is the effort making. So if we have found that stage, if we have reached that stage, you will find yourself 100% unshakable. And to reach that stage, Baba's message in each murli, what is that? Sometimes one may start thinking why Baba is asking us again and again. Every third line, it is the same message, it is the same words. So what lies in that message? First of all, what is the message? Remember me, remember me, remember me. No father in the world would tell his children, remember me, remember me. But Baba is asking again and again. There must be some reason. And we all know the reason. While going about, we forget. So he reminds. That's why the traffic control, this, that. But if it had become natural consciousness of being a companion of God, what Dadi Janaki tells us, a book is written, Companion of God. If that is a natural thing, he won't tell us. Because he would see us with him. He tells us only when he thinks that you are not with him. The beauty of Baba's yad, once experienced, will be relived again and again. I think every one of us experience. And more the depth, more the powerful meditation, more the interest created in reliving that again and again. That would make us natural yogis. When we become natural yogis, we live by godly qualities. All our thoughts emerge as per Baba's sanskars, as per God's sanskars. And you know that the thought is followed by actions. Final transformation is of sanskars, and that is complete when it is natural yogi life. Natural yogis remain unshaken because their faith is very deep. The roots are so deep, the tree during the storm may move to a side but will not be uprooted. That confidence is built and also in drama. Till that stage is reached, questions would keep on arising. What Baba says, you know, these questions, why, what, how? So we have to start what this morning, not merely how long I remembered, but what was the quality of my remembrance? How deep it was. How deeply I felt being so close. I really feel that I was merged in the ocean. Feel that I became so powerful. Though Baba says, I'm like, you are star, a dot like. This physical costume is totally without any, you can say, you hardly feel anything about it. It's just a glow of light all the time. And very sweet, very beautiful feeling all the time. Once that stage comes and you experience it for quite some time, later on you will find that is slowly spreading throughout the body. And that makes all the senses so peaceful, like the lotus. That's why for the deities, all the senses are compared to the lotus. Pure, sublime. So this effort is needed if you wish to be unshakable all the time. And stability comes when you are totally knowledgeful. Just as God Himself or the souls who have imbibed all the wisdom, all the knowledge from Him. They are so clear about everything. Anything which comes in the way, any questions which arise, they have the answer. They would always remain stable. Of course, stability is based on four aspects of Brahmin life, we all know. The four subjects. But one has to be totally knowledgeful about each one of the subjects. Knowledgeful about the knowledge. Knowledge of the creator. Knowledge of the creation. Knowledge of the drama. Anyone asking any question mentioned long back. We are now changing those divine virtues into values, into, you know, so many words. It's play of words from this to that. Or you can say from pound to dollar, dollar to Indian rupees, like this. Nothing else. So, completely knowledgeful about the virtues. What are these virtues? What would happen if these virtues are not there? What happens when you have these virtues? The feeling of that richness. If a person does not possess the virtues, it's hollow inside. It's pauper. So knowledgeful about virtues. Similarly, knowledgeful about yoga, feeling so close to Baba, not needing even to think. See, just as Baba says, the moment you say, Baba, from your heart you are there, that experience should be so easily coming all the time. Silence is very good. Then Sometimes I feel silence, enforced silence, sometimes may not be very helpful. You should feel drawn from inside. You should feel going within to be with Baba, to enjoy those moments. The most beautiful time of this life, in Brahmin life, is when you are enjoying God's company. Not merely words, not merely recitation of the commentary, not merely listening to the songs all the time. Its depth is so much. But what happens when there is no song, there is no music, sitting in silence at 11 o'clock? What happens? Because that joyful feeling is not there. Normally what happens? When we meet after 6 months or 1 year here and feel so joyful. But because we meet Baba every day, so many times in the day, we lose that interest. Whereas, I still remember my first meeting with Baba, through Sakar Baba. It was like being a moth around the light. Whenever getting some time, go to Baba, receive Baba's drishti. And Baba was very generous actually. Each time, he won't say that I have met you so many times. No, he would always give such sweet drishti, smilingly. Quench our thirst each time and say some sweet words to encourage us. Now Baba says, you keep that link and I will keep feeding your consciousness with such thoughts of inspiration. So we need to keep that interest actually. And the more experienced we become in meditation, the more enjoyable meditation becomes. And Baba taught us not just meditating while you are sitting. Looking at Baba's lifestyle, Brahma Baba's, whether he was giving meditation class, whether he was speaking, whether he was meeting in person, whether he was playing with us or just strolling, always giving that feeling of being an angel. He was very much in human flesh. But because of his consciousness, continuous consciousness of being all the time enjoying Shiv Baba's company. Continue. If you are with me, then I will continue. If you are not, then I was sharing the experience, observing Baba's way of teaching us from his own actions, practical life. When we are internally strong, When we are internally clear, when we are internally clean, when we are firmly honest, firmly truthful, we gain that stage of being unshakable, being stable. A person who has weaknesses will not be unshakable. You all know that when we have weak physical body, our immune system is weak. We are liable to be exposed to different kinds of diseases. But if our immune system is powerful, you know, many times we see the advertisements, especially in India, about different kinds of tonics being given to the children. That if they are internally strong, they can face the changes, weather changes, water changes, changes of condition. For us, at this time of change, we all know its confluence. It's neither golden age, it's neither iron age. We are at the confluence. Changes have to be there. Iron age has to go to give place to golden age. And therefore changes will take place. So if we are internally strong, internally firm, we will be able to watch everything as observers. And actually to be stable in meditation, through effort making, observer stage is the most helpful stage for stability. And observer stage is automatically experienced. When we keep on practicing pure soulness and pure God consciousness. When I say pure, you understand, without any physical form in mind. Someone asked me once, I think it was in Chile, what do you mean by purity? What do you mean by purity? I said, it's pure, it's total consciousness of being a spiritual being. That is purity. Because Baba says purity means, on one side, absence of all negativity. On other side, complete with positivity. That is purity. So a person who can enjoy that kind of inner stage would remain stable, would remain unshakable, because he's all the time conscious of the eternity of the self and also knowing about the future, that all this change is for the better, though it may look very dangerous sometimes. It may look very unpleasant sometimes. Just a thought. had those planes not struck the towers, the President of America would never have declared war against terrorism. And we all know that terrorism has been troubling the humanity for years. So in a way, the positive side of that happening is the most powerful nation in the world wakes up. To make this world free from violence, and all other nations join. It's a very positive development. Because golden age is free from violence. We all know that. Baba says you will be double non-violent. So the Brahmins who are putting in efforts internally, they will become totally free from violence. But external world needs to be free from violence. So for that, we are very thankful to President Bush and his allies. And he says, we will not stop this war till we have eliminated terrorism from the world. Very nice. Good for us. But Baba says all that would happen when you have conquered the violence from within, the negativity from within. And then, once we have become unshakable, once we have become stable in life, stability also comes when you have gathered, or you can say accumulated, a lot of wealth, because then you feel free. Now just think how wealthy you have become. Jokingly, once in the beginning, Baba had put this in the newspapers. First day, world. And after 1 week, he gave the answer, not Rockefeller or Ford or anyone, Brahma Kumaris are the richest in the world. Now think about yourselves. Whether you think spiritually or whether you think materially, you are the richest in the world. There was a time when it was said that the sun never sets on British Empire. You heard this? It's no more that way. But now, the sun never sets on Brahma Kumari's spiritual empire. We all feel very proud of this. And all over the world, in all parts of the five continents. So all the time, positive vibrations are being spread. Amrit Vela going on throughout the 24 hours. When it's not in India, it's somewhere in Africa. When it's not in Africa, it's somewhere in Europe. When it's not there, somewhere else. Like this, it goes on. And you go anywhere, any part of the world, you have your own home. I remember, I had read in the books, when Swami Vivekananda went to America, he had no money in his pocket. He was just taking rest at a railway station. And one lady asked him some questions, and among them one question was, "Have you got any money with you?" Because he was to go to Chicago. And he said, whatever is there in your, purse, that's mine. Because I believe in oneness of humanity. God is one, according to his philosophy, all pervading. So it is mine. She was so impressed, she arranged for his ticket. But think from this angle that we are all Baba's children. We are all surrendered to Baba. So everything belongs to Baba. And Baba says, this all belongs to you. That way, just think. But not to think of the material possessions. Baba has given us so much in spiritual wealth. You just think of any aspect of knowledge, any aspect. The world doesn't possess this. Even the people, who have all the knowledge of scriptures, they are still trying to have a vision of God. And the most beautiful experience for Brahmins is just vision. Face to face. Or in consciousness. Enjoying the company. They say, oh Baba, give us vision even for a second. And Baba will be with us tomorrow for hours. And very beautifully, Baba has put up, said this. You just imagine, the master of the three worlds belongs to you. You become the masters of the three worlds. Is there any other person than greater than you, better than you, more wealthy than you? None. But that intoxication needs to be there. We start worrying about little things and the intoxication goes. So just keep reminding yourself, who is the richest in the world? Who is the wealthiest in the world? Even after spending all the riches of the world, the people cannot achieve, cannot receive, possess that wisdom what Baba has given us. We should be very proud of this. And in India, I don't know whether in other parts of the world, in your countries also, sometimes a family, the children, the brothers, sisters, they are also considered to be human wealth. So just think how many brothers and sisters we have. How many are there? And all are earning members. All of them. 600,000 at present. And we plan to increase this family at least up to 1 million. Who has got so much wealth, human wealth actually? And not just earning members. We should be feeling, I always feel that way. You feel so good when you are in good company. Nice people, noble people. You have got the noblest people, would-be deities, worship-worthy deities. So this intoxication will make you so stable all the time. And it's but natural. If you have to be in the company of the noble people, you have to be noble yourself. And if you don't become that even after receiving the knowledge, Baba says, then what will you be doing in golden age? And Martina shared her experience at the end that she feels so happy after doing service. That's what I gathered, connected with Global Hospital. So that is the fourth aspect of Brahmin life. Unshakable, stable, and happy all the time. Intoxicated all the time. On one side, intoxication because of what we have received from Baba. And the other side is what we give. The joy in giving is so much. What do we give to the world? What, you know, there was a saying, I think JFK or someone in America said, don't think what the country has given to you. Think what you have done for the country, what you have given to the country. Similarly, the ones who are to be ever smiling, ever happy deities of golden age, that happiness, that eternal smile would be there because of your service to the humanity. What you give to the world. You can't become world emperors just like that. Baba used to ask this question, what would you prefer to be? You like to be Sri Lakshmi, Sri Narayan or Sri Ram? And everybody knows that Sri Rama's status is little lower than Sri Narayan or Sri Lakshmi. So the same thing Baba would ask today. What would you prefer to be? You know, be whatever you be. Like to be. And I'm sure every effort maker, especially when we think of being in the university, every student would like to be a graduate. Postgraduate, to achieve the highest. So for that you have to churn. It's very nice to have the picture of Sri Lakshmi Narayan at centers, at your places, because it's very decorative. But how did they become? So when you churn that, you will find, when you think Baba and Mama become this, what did they do? They gave all that they had for the service of the world. It's very strange, but true. Baba did not give anything to his sons. Not that he divided his property first, you know. Okay, this part goes to my elder son, this part goes to my younger son, this part goes to my elder daughter or younger daughter or the youngest one. No. He said, if you want to enjoy part of it, be a student of God. It's a rare example. So the one who had gave everything. Then Baba used to give example of Mama. She didn't bring anything to yajna. But how did she become Sri Lakshmi? All that she received from Baba, from Shiv Baba, she shared the wisdom, the virtues, everything. So, this is what we need to learn. If we want to become like Baba and Mama, we always hear these words, follow father, follow mother. Then, to be ever happy, let's share, let's give, and see the joy in giving. Mind, service through action, service through spiritual wealth, service through, Baba used to say, convert your material wealth also into spiritual wealth. That determines the future status. But this would bring so much happiness at this time. And happiness is the best nourishment, which will make us more and more strong, to make us unshakable and ever stable. Because that would glorify Baba. Every Brahmin wants to glorify Shiv Baba. Glorification is through many ways. Messages. But the best way to glorify would be when we become completely unshakable, completely stable, and ever happy. Om Shanti.